would be Mr. Griffin. We currently have an ordinance that has been introduced that was deferred.
It was deferred. I'm not sure, is that to be, is the Register of Wills still asking that to be considered, or is he asking that the ordinance be withdrawn?
Mr. Baker, could you answer that question?
We did receive a copy of a press release from the Register of Wills, and he is withdrawing his support of the ordinance at this time.
With that said, to get this off our table, since it has been introduced and a public hearing has been held, may I ask for a motion to approve the ordinance to amend the Register of Wills fees for the purpose of voting on this? Correct?
Yeah. Make it an affirmative. Motion's in the affirmative.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion. We adopt the ordinance to amend the Register of Wills fees.
Second motion.
I have a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance to amend the Register of Wills fees. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take a vote. Ms. Deaver.
Yes. No. I'm sorry. You're amending.
This, by voting yes, you would support.
You can't just withdraw the ordinance. Okay.
By voting yes, you would be supporting an increase in the fee.
No.
For,
there you go.
No.
Mr. Vincent.
No.
Mr. Wilson.
No.
Mr. Cole.
No.
I vote no. Motion denied. The fees are dead. Mr. Izzo.
Good afternoon. I have a couple items on my agenda this afternoon. The first is in regard to the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. It's listed on the agenda as bid award, but it's more an update regarding the bid award. When we had opened the bids back in February for contract one of Johnson's Corner, was about the same time that the stimulus funding was coming into play. So we actually did award the contract at that time. However, we did not receive DENREC approval because we weren't sure of the impacts of the stimulus funding on this particular contract. There was questions, are there going to be wage rate requirements? Are there going to be Buy American requirements? Last week, we got a determination from the EPA through DENREC to us that because the contract had already been bid, we are still subject to receive the benefits of the stimulus funding. However, we are exempt from those type of conditions that have come attached to the funding, which will allow us to go ahead and send the formal notice to proceed to the contractor, Bunning and Murray. So that's a good thing because we actually anticipated if we had wage rates or other conditions that I would have to come back before you with a change order, you know, increasing the cost of the contract. So this is a good thing in this case. And the other update regarding Johnson's Corner is that we've had the second contract on the streets for probably a month now, and we actually had to extend the bid opening because, again, we didn't have these determinations on how to apply the Buy American clauses in the wage rates. We now have clarification on that, and we will be able to go forward and actually open up the bids, and we'll come back with a recommendation on that bid. So this is just an update in this case. There's no actual action that's required by the County Council on this issue. The second item is a proposed construction administration and inspection agreement. It's number 49 with Whitman Reckwart and Associates, and I have Mr. Mike Gilbert, who is... just stand up. I don't know if you've ever had Mike come before us. Usually he's our field representative. He oversees the construction and actually goes on out in the field. We are also, as part of this amendment, we actually executed a design contract with Whitman, and the total amount was $698,548, but because of the way things have gone with this project, as far as the design has gone very smoothly, every decision we made went right, and we are actually able to reduce that design contract from $698,000 down to $400,000. Basically,
are you
We had archaeological investigations budgeted, but where we ran our lines turned out there was no archaeological requirements to investigate. We were very fortunate we didn't find anything there. If I selected a pump station, the most likely location, we sent our land acquisition guy, Tom Ferret, down there. He basically came back with a signed contract, and usually it takes us going through three or four iterations of a pump station design to get it located properly, and just things of that nature. So we were able to bring in the design under budget. As far as the construction administration is concerned, we have a contract amendment, or actually it's not the amendment itself, but the scope of work is valued at $583,187, and that represents about a 6.3% ratio of the construction cost. And I'd like to see something, 6.5 is as high as we go. We like to get it down a little bit lower, 6 if possible. But we've looked at it, and we think this is a good number for the scope of work that we're anticipating. We're out in Route 20 doing a lot of work in the Route 20 corridor. So my recommendation is that we award this contract in the amount of $583,187 for the contract inspection and administration. And also it will reduce the design contract, as I previously discussed.
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? I do have one question.
Sure.
We have seen these construction estimates come in substantially lower than the estimate. In fact, I think there was a 900 and some change, 100,000 and some change estimate that ultimately was bid in around 675.
That's correct. That was work we did on SR 54, correct.
If the trend continues and this 909,283,000 comes in at 7 million or 8 million, it'd be wonderful if it did.
Right.
If it came in substantially lower, this ratio is going to go up substantially.
The ratio will to a degree, but you have to recall we've awarded one contract already. The $9.2 million considers the award of contract number one to Bunning and Murray. So that one's locked in, and that contract was about $4.2 million. We're anticipating the second contract to be approximately $5 million. I think if we're lucky, if things go well, we might see it down in the $4.5 million range, but I don't think we're going to see it in the $3 or $3.5 million range. So correct, you're correct. It could change the ratio a little bit, but we are using the unit prices we saw from contract number one in this contract number two, which gives us the $9.2 million. So
you said 6.5% is as high as you'll go.
That's been our trademark, bringing these contracts before county council, yes.
Okay. So if we see this second portion of this come in substantially lower and it throws the ratio up to 7%, can we at that point revisit this contract with a consultant?
Probably not. Not once we approve it.
We typically, one of the things we see is that with these engineering contracts, they bill us based on their hours worked. So that they, all depends on the amount of work and the problems, whatever problems that they have on the job. But typically they come in under budget, we've seen, but we could certainly look at it
as we go
or even as the contracts are awarded.
I believe we could go to the firm at that point and make suggestions to them, and we could bring it back for discussion. I think that's a viable alternative at that point.
Any other comments from council? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Mm-hmm.
I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Archer here.
You work a lot for a guy who's retired.
A lot of retired people out there are envious of you.
We got old numbers. Cleaning up some of these outstanding projects that started while I was still here. So, I have two items on the agenda, and the first one is a proposed change order with the Milton Library project that we're doing. As council knows, what we're doing is we're outfitting the shell that was constructed back about 4 years ago. And while we were preparing to do the project, to put together this specification, one of the things we were told by the librarians there was that there was two existing leaks in the building from original construction. So what we wanted to do was address those while we had a contractor there. So we had one leak at the rear of the building, one at the front of the building. Per the contract, he actually had his roofing contractor come in and go up on the roof with our maintenance man, Doug Stokely, and take a look at the areas where we thought the leaks were. They identified two major areas where there were problems. Evidently, when they put the addition we did 4 years ago, when they added it to the existing building, that roof was 15 years ago. All they did was they butt up the shingles. They did not actually overlap them in any way to avoid a leak. So they butted them up, and then they took some rubber tar or whatever, and they tarred it real well to try to take care of it. But what's happened over the last 4 years, that has broken and cracked, and what we've asked them to do is provide us with a proposal to go in and make some permanent changes to those two areas. Plus, they also, while they're up there, identified a number of places where things were improperly caulked or not caulked, where we may be also having leaks. So anyway, there's a lot of things associated with this change order. The price of the change order is $5,049.90. That's made up of a little over $4,800 by the subcontractor, and then there's a markup allowed by our specifications of 5% to the contractor. The subcontractor was, like I said, a little over $4,800. Our consultant, Studio J, did an independent cost estimate of the project, came up with $4,700. So we feel like this is a reasonable number to bring before the council for their consideration. The one thing that's not in this proposal is when they take these shingles off, if they find some rotten plywood or soft plywood, they'll have to replace that. That would be done at $55 a sheet, so that's a fixed number per that sheet, we would have. This number, even when you add it to the original bid of $719,000, is still within the amount of funding we had available for the project. And the engineering department is willing to recommend that the council approve it. I'm willing to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions for Mr. Argent?
Sorry.
Have you got a motion?
Got a motion.
No.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and its consultant, Studio J, that change order number one for the Sussex County Project 07-04 Milton Library second floor be approved, which extends the contract time by 3 calendar days and increases the contract by $5,049.90 for a new total of $724,049.90.
There will be an opportunity for more discussion after the motion in a second. Can I get a motion? Yes, a motion.
So move you.
As read.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve recommendation by Mr. Archant. As read. Is there any comment from council, Mr. Wilson?
This is the Lynn Rogers Memorial Library.
It's the Milton Library. That's all I can
say. Oh. Is this dude, you said the shingles didn't flash it right or didn't put it in the flashing?
The contractor that did the work when they did the major addition to the library 4 years ago, they just, when they brought their one roof into the other roof, they just cut the shingles and butted them up.
Right at the valley.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just
no flashing.
No flashing. Just put their rubber rubberized sealant on there.
How much valley do we have there? How many feet of valley?
One is 15 feet, and the other one is an 8-foot by 2-foot area.
About 24 feet of valley.
Yeah.
It's gonna cost us $4,800 to get a valley fixed.
Two valleys plus the other caulking. There's scuppers that have to be caulked. There's some other areas where they didn't flash properly up against the aluminum or the vinyl siding they put up.
You've been up
so there's
like
more.
Have you been to see it? Or you just
I personally have not, but like I said, Doug Stokely of our maintenance staff went up there on the roof with them and actually did walk it with them, and he has reviewed the report to say, yes, these are the corrections
like
are needed.
$200 per foot for a valley.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive valley.
It's
especially
you know,
when it's really only 4 years old.
Yeah.
Wasn't there any who looked this over anyhow when they get done with this job?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do we have anybody going up after these guys get done? Because it seems like
I wasn't involved in the first project, but yes, we have now. We have Bob Jones, an engineer who's had a lot of exposure to roofing issues, both at the old EOC and discussions we've had on this one.
Yeah.
And he'll make sure this is done right.
I just had a roof, and a guy gave me a 7-year warranty. Of course, he's out of business now. But I mean, was there any warranties with this stuff? Do we remember, Mike? I mean,
my memory going back is that when we were working on...
Come on up, Mike, please.
We're just chatting here because we're getting off early today.
Well, you have to remember, you're tying a 100-year-old building into a new building, right. And the new building construction, at that time, a price was requested to put a new roof on the old portion of the building, but the project budget couldn't handle it. But we were being told that roof on the old portion, the 100-year-old portion of the building, was going to be re-roofed, and I guess just through the course of events, that's never been re-roofed in all this time, because I know those shingles were old back then and were not in the best of condition, so you're going to be looking at re-roofing that old portion of, even
very
if
shortly.
You do this touch-up on these shingles, you know, to do the transition.
Maybe we should have a price to do it all right now. Put the $5,000.
We have a pretty serious leak. I can tell you that because they have a part of the roof has come down. There's a trash can sitting under it.
But you don't have money in the budget to pay for it.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. I have a motion and a second on the floor. Is there any other discussion? If not, we will vote to fund the repair of the leaky roof. Ms. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Benson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
I love it when he votes yes.
I had
yes.
I tell you, I attempted not to say
that. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Sam, I've known you for 30 years, and you've said yes more in the last couple months than I've ever heard you say in your whole life.
$200 foot for
peer pressure.
$200 foot for valleys.
Hi, Mr. Archett. What else have you got for us?
The second item I have is a land trade agreement. That for your consideration. I gave you a little summary in your packet that kind of gave you an outline as to basically what it entails. Attached to that, I had given you a map. I do have a little better map over here that gives you maybe a little bit more information. This is where our pumping station number 30 is. It serves the Fenwick Island and ultimately the Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. It's right off of 54. And this is our current property that goes like that. As you can see, here's our existing pump station building. Here is our existing generator. There's a transformer here. There's also a well up in this area. I gave you a list of the responsibilities, what happened back about 3 years ago, 2006, we were approached by a combination of the developer and DelDOT also, and asked us about swapping a piece of land that would give them access to this new road that DelDOT had built over here. This is a bad intersection if you come out on Route 54, and in fact, they only have a right-hand turn. If you've come out there down to 54, you cannot make a left-hand turn. And DelDOT was limiting how much access the development would have to Route 54. They asked that we consider granting them this piece of land that would line them up with this new crossover road that DelDOT had constructed that takes you over to Route 20. And we expressed our concerns because we have an existing generator here, which is a very large generator, and a transformer. And basically, the discussion that took place, it seemed like that was the best alternative for the development of that area. This is not the first time council has heard about it and the first time the new members have, but as I stated in the information in your packet, back when the change of zone was granted for this property that's down over here, it actually mentions in the findings of fact that this transfer would take place. So it's we're kind of following through on those discussions that took place at that time. And as we said in the packet, I just kind of wanted to review that real quick. The developer is responsible for absorbing all the costs associated with the relocation of the existing generator, the transformer, and abandoning the existing well, and he's going to pay to connect us to the central water system, which is there now. So we'll actually have a better source of water. And all the costs will be reimbursed to the county within 30 days of an invoice being presented to the developer by the county. They will remove the existing entrance, which is at this point, it's right here. When this entrance is built for them, we will actually use their entrance through this area. So they will remove our entrance. They will provide the county with full ingress and egress through that through the new entrance that they will construct, provide us with any easements as well for the upgrades we're planning to our pumping station here, which will require new force mains, so all easements will be provided where it crosses there. And they're going to permit us to direct a portion of our runoff from here. Our runoff will actually flow towards their entrance road, and it will be designed so that it will accommodate that flow of water off-site. So we feel like we will not be getting any major impacts on any of the proposals we have. In exchange for them getting this piece of land, they will give us the exact same size piece of land here adjacent to our pump station site. We are now in the design of our upgrades to this pumping station, and we will be relocating the generator and all of that as a part of that to here. So although we may not use that piece of land, it will be available for our use in future expansions. The only responsibility the county has is to construct and maintain a fence around the perimeter of the pumping station, but that is a normal responsibility we have anyway, usually for security and for screening, so that the neighbors don't see the pumping station itself. So that's a normal process.
Generator for noise.
Usually we have a noise surround for that.
Right.
I don't know if that particular generator has one or not.
The current one does not, but when it gets moved, then I actually have to put a new one out there. It will.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the developer has been told that there's approximately a cost of $85,000 associated with this, so we will not be surprised with the, because when we move the generator, unfortunately, we have to provide a backup power source while that generator is disconnected and moved. So he will be responsible for any of the costs associated with those relocations. The county will not be absorbing any of them. I'd be glad to take any questions the council may have.
Any questions for Mr. Archer before he reads the motion?
We're hooking up to a water system. What kind of water needs? We got a well now?
We have a well now. It was done back in 1981 when the original system was built, I imagine.
What do we use the water for?
Wash down the wet well, but this will give us we're going to ask for a 2-inch connection, which will give us a better source to fill up the vac truck where we have to remotely wash down the wet wells and those kind of things. So
who's the provider? What company?
It is Artesian, I think. Like Artesian is down in that area, I believe. It's not Tidewater.
I mean, does it seem that's going to be a very expensive, water is not cheap anymore.
Well, they hit you up for the flat fee. I forget what it is for a quarter, but we actually have disconnected at some of our pump stations because we just weren't really using it.
Right, I was going to say.
This particular location, it's the regional pump station that services all Fenwick Island, all of South Bethany. Right. Now it's serving that Route 54 corridor, including Americana Bayside and West Fenwick. It's going to serve Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea your water needs, but if it could be expensive, it could add up over the years. But if you don't think it will, then that's it.
Yeah, it's not a big cost.
Right. They're paying all the impact fees and demand charges for the hookup. So
all right.
All we'll have is the user charge.
All right. If you'd like to read the motion, please.
Yeah. The proposed motion is, be it moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the agreement with DRC Properties LLC and PGSD LLC for the trade of 9,525 square foot portion of parcel 533-12-76.01 in exchange for a 9,525 square foot portion of parcel 533-12-76.06.
So moved.
Motion. I have a motion and a second to approve recommendation by Mr. Archant. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Russ.